Blog Talk Radio.
In humble adoration, we bow before your throne. As we come before your presence, we honor you alone. So we lift up our voices as trumpets heralding you. You are the King of glory. So this is what we do in humble adoration. Father, we bow before your throne. As we come before your presence, we honor you alone. So we lift up our voices as trumpets heralding you. You are the King of glory. So this is what we do. We worship you today. 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 Father, how we love you today. And we worship you just because of who you are. Oh, I wish I had somebody to help you in humble adoration. Father, we honor you.
We lift up our voices as trumpets hurling you.
You are
the King of glory.
Hello, greetings, shalom. I want to thank everybody for their time today. Thank you for joining us over here at Five Smooth Stones. We are located at blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stones. This is your host, Brother Seth. And we just want to thank again everybody for your time. I know I say that over and over and over throughout the show, but I really appreciate this little family that the Most High have blessed me with. And I just thank you all for your comments, following me. I think a strong following for somebody that's been on Blog Talk for just a few months, at least I'm told. And so just want to thank everybody. Today, as you know, we switched the Federation of International Israelites from Tuesday to Saturdays, and we dropped the name the Federation of International Israelites because a lot of people don't know what federation means, or even if they do know what it means, federation is so much associated with the government till people just, you know. So we now call the show the International Israelite Forum, and we meet on Saturdays now. So, and the time, I apologize for the time change, but trust me, I have good reasons to put it at this time. So today, we want to continue to organize, strategize, analyze, and just work to build and unite this family, this Israelite family that has been scattered throughout the four corners of the earth by the Most High, because they turned their backs on him. And he had said throughout the scriptures that when Israel turned their back on him, that he would scatter them from their homeland and to the four corners of the earth, and there they would serve other gods of wood and stone. We do not acknowledge today's modern-day Israelites or Jews. We know that the Bible says that Israel, it's prophesied that Israel will go through certain things, will do certain things, will go certain places, will experience certain things, and we look at those prophecies and we look at what nation or group of people is living out those prophecies, and these are the people that we recognize as the true house of David. So today we're talking about organizing, strategizing, mobilizing, and helping unite this family once again. And more than anything, uniting this family with their creator, because he is the one that authorized, ordained, called this family into being. His family was to teach the nations what it's like to walk with the Most High. So everyone, I sent the invitation out via Facebook, and I just am just so thankful for the large response off of Facebook and iTunes and the searches and everything. So I don't take it lightly. I just don't take people's time lightly. People can be doing so many things with their lives, and so when they choose to obey, follow the Most High, seek out his servants and what they're about, it's very important to me. It's very important to me, folks, and I mean that. So we're talking today about sharing this information with others. A lot of Israelites are having some trouble with the church, some trouble with sharing with Christians, some trouble with sharing with Muslims, some trouble with sharing with Hindus, some trouble with sharing with various religions and non-religious people of the world. They are having trouble sharing this information of how we know we Israel, who are the true Jews, why it matters, how it is relevant to 2011. Some of us believe that we Israel, but you still are struggling with how to incorporate it into our everyday life. Even I have some questions about that. I'm not one of those that know everything by no stretch of the imagination. So please know that Brother Seth is just trying to be I just want to help and assist in my own way. with my experience and what the Most High has given me, because truly he has given all of us something. Everybody on the sound of my voice has something to contribute to what he is doing on the planet today. We all have experiences, knowledge, expertise in some area, some more than others, but we all have information, truth, that is going to further the kingdom of the Most High, and that's really what it's all about. That's what living is all about. That's what we was born for. We was born to have a relationship with the Father. The Father never designed nobody to come to this planet and not have no relationship with him. As a matter of fact, when you live on this planet and you don't walk with the Most High, you speed up your death in every single aspect of life. You show me somebody that lives that the Most High, you show me an area of life, an area in someone's life that's not controlled by the Most High, and I will show you an area of life where that person is suffering defeat, poverty, lack, disappointment, pain. And the Bible says even the earth will come against us. And I think that's where we get a lot of these cancers from and different things. When we do things that's anti the Most High, even the environment becomes our enemy. And it begins to do things to us to shorten our lives. So anyway, it's all about the Most High. It's all about his will. It's all about doing what he wants. And that's why we have this show today. That's why we have this show, to show us how to reach people with this information, show people the way, because I'm telling y'all, without this revelation, our planet suffers. And I know people say, what do you mean without this revelation, the planet suffers? I absolutely believe that without this revelation, the planet literally suffers. It suffers, folks. Let me just give you a classic example. There are millions of people scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. I'm talking about Israel right now. They are at the bottom of their society. How do I know that? Because Moses said that when he leave, that Israel would turn their backs on the Most High, that they would be a rebellious people. Now, if Israel obey according to the Deuteronomy 28, if Israel obey, they will rule over all the nations of the earth. It's just that plain. They will rule over the nations. It would seem like the Most High is unfair. They would just be the head and not the tail. They'd be above and not beneath. They will lend to many nations and never borrow. If Israel was an obedient nation, it would just seem like it's just too good. It would seem like, I mean, some people may call the Most High partial, but it would be overwhelmingly dominance by this nation had they been an obedient nation. But he said when they disobey, verses 14, I think it is, 14 or 15 through verse 68, curses will come upon them. And we, when I say we, I speak from the standpoint of an African-American, so-called African-American, we live out those curses. We live them out more than any other people. If there is any other people that can say, hey, we live them out as well, they're nothing more than one of our brothers and sisters scattered throughout the four corners of the planet. They're one of those lost tribes. So we don't like, we say lost tribes, lost tribes, lost tribes, but really and truly the tribes have been discovered by way of the prophecies. Moses said in Deuteronomy 28, verse 46, that certain blessings and curses will be upon Israel forever. So how do we know who is a true Israelite? We look for those blessings or those curses to be upon Israel forever. It's just that simple, people. So That's how we know we're Israel. This is why we don't acknowledge the nation of Israel. We'll get into our topic here in a second, but I have got to lay this foundation. Please be patient. We got a lot of strong stuff coming at you in a little bit. But right now, I got to lay this foundation because some people are listening. They have no clue what Brother Seth is saying. They never heard of Brother Seth. They happen to just find out through friends or whatever, and they don't know what I'm talking about. So I've got to lay this foundation. Then we'll get up into how to share effectively this message. Okay, a lot of y'all are sharing. You're talking about this to your brothers and sisters and aunts and nephews and co-workers and enemies and everybody, and you're not successful. Not that I am the most successful one and I can teach it all. No. I just have learned a few things that have worked with some people, and yes, there are quite a few people that I have helped see the light with the help of the Most High, this revelation, white and black. Lots of white people as well as Hispanics, all types of people I've been able to help see this truth. So what does that mean? All that means is I must have said something to touch them in some way. And I've learned to try to find out what is it we agree on. And I try to establish relationships based upon what we agree on versus what we disagree on. People are so quick to talk about what we disagree on. So anyway, I want to play one more song for the listeners, and then we'll begin the show. I just got to play one more thing for the listeners, and then we'll begin the show here in a second, okay? So trying to cue up something here. We'll see how successful I am with that. But after I do that, we'll see here. Just give me a second. I'm having a little bit of trouble. I apologize. I'm trying to cue up something for the listeners. But while I'm doing this, I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow at 3:30 every Sunday, we are still talking about how do we know we're Israel? Why does it matter? What does it have to do with 2011? What does it have to do with you? What does it have to do with your family? What does it have to do with your relationship with the Most High? More importantly, that's every single Sunday at 3:30 Central Standard Time. We'll probably never change that. I have made a small adjustment to the program in that we not only just look at the scriptures. That is that's what we primarily look at. But we not only look at the scriptures. We do look at other things, other scriptures. Other things that produce the same truth, like science. When something is true, you can prove it a lot of different ways. When something is a lie, as a rule, you have to constantly make up other lies to cover your tracks. So, anyway, that's what's going on Sundays at 3:30. And then on Tuesday, we have the show called Race Matters. This is a new show midnight on Tuesdays, every single Tuesday, Central Standard Time, we have Race Matters. And then on Thursday, we're still talking with a brother from Virginia, Joseph Johnson, the ex-convict, I should say, brother that was in prison 15 years and has a serious testimony. We're still interviewing him. He's talking about the One World Government, the New World Order, several things. So anyway, let me play this little clip for y'all, and then we'll get back to you here in a second, okay? Check this out. If it'll just play.
One, two, three, come on! Hey, y'all. This is just a simple invitation. We want you to come on up to New Jerusalem. Come on, choir. and out the battlefield. Open your ears to this prophecy. You probably didn't think it would come to be. Come with me to the most holy city, Jerusalem, we will live righteously. Together we walk in victory. The promised land is the right place to be. All praise to the God of Jacob. To walk in this path, you better wake up. We are there through this verse I made up. And we lead you to the Holy One, let's say up. So come with me to the Holy of Holies. Here with the harmony before me. Together we will study for the more. For our minds will be sealed with Yah's laws. Woo! Take a journey, y'all. Take a journey, y'all. Come on!
Israelites. Bible went through various things when it was translated. Many of you know that better than I do. Some of y'all was involved with teaching me some of these truths. So, not trying to get nobody no lecture on the J and the, but there was no J in the Hebrew language, okay? They were Israelites, they were 12 tribes. Anyway, those 12 tribes have been scattered to the four corners of the earth. And right now, as we speak in 2011, the Valley of Dry Bones is coming together. You know the story of in the book of Ezekiel where Most High called Ezekiel and asked him, what did he see? And Ezekiel, looking into a valley, saw many dry bones. There was many and they were dry. And he said to him, prophesying to those bones. Y'all know the story. The bones became, bones took on flesh and became a mighty nation. And just like today, that is the fulfillment of what's happening today all over the world. It is amazing, one of the most amazing things I've ever come across, that right now, 2011, is a part of this resurrection of the true house of David. The real Israelites are coming together. What does that mean? Because a lot of people want to label anything that's new as a terrorist. So let's define what the United States quickly call a terrorist. Well, when you go try to define that, you got problems to define it because it's not really wrote down anywhere. I mean, well, it is. I shouldn't say that, but it's not real clear. Basically, anybody against the American way of life is a terrorist. So there would be literally millions of terrorists in the world as far as the United States is concerned. And you know what? God Almighty himself and his saints is a terrorist to the United States because they are definitely and should be against many of the things we stand for, especially our way of life, just simple way of life. A lot of what we call just a way of life is terrorism to other nations. So I talk about that because I did a show on Thursday. We talk about the One World Government, New World Order. Right now we're interviewing this brother with the Brother Joseph Johnson, who has been talking about the New World Order. But prior to him, we was talking, prior to his appearance on the show, we was talking about these fusion centers all across the world that have the Nation of Islam, Fatah centers, which is a black organization in a lot of the colleges. They have these people marked down as terrorists. And along with them, they have the Hebrew Israelites. When they go on to talk about what they feel like there may be violence, some of these people are just so worried that, you know, their chickens are going to come home to roost, so they're going to reap what they sow. They're so worried about, they think everybody's out to get them because they've done so wickedly over the centuries. But the Israelites, at least the ones that I know of, have no inkling, no plans, no ambitions to harm the hair on anybody's head. Everybody I know that believe in this revelation is looking forward to obeying the Most High. And the Most High does not, as far as prophecy is concerned with the resurrection of Israel, it does not involve Israel using violence against anybody or hating any other nations. So not even getting a nation for ourselves like the Nation of Islam want. Farrakhan has been talking about for years, we want a nation of our own. We don't. Most of the Israelites, I know, don't advocate that because we know it don't matter if we got a land as big as the state of Texas. That does not exempt us from having wickedness and sin and corruption in that state. There's a lot of black nations right now that are going through a lot of pain because of sin. Having an all-black country is not going to solve it. What's going to solve it is to have a king, the father the Creator, the Most High. He is the only king, the only ruler, the only government we need. He has set forth laws. As long as mankind have obeyed those laws, we have some of the most successful history of the planet. You know, when people have obeyed the Most High, they've enjoyed a lot of success. So what is Brother Seth talking about today? We believe that the Israelites, who the Most High is resurrecting right now, need to return to Him. Okay, it's one thing to know you're Israel, that's great. But until we have the Most High Lord of our life, or Master of our life, until He is leading and guiding us into all things, folks, we will never ever see success. And if you think the Most High is about to resurrect a nation that He once said, "I will cause the remembrance of you to cease among all nations," if you think He's interested in resurrecting them just for the sake of them boasting that they're Israel and putting, just being caught up into what they call the Most High, His name, and they being hung up on the Shabbat, you know, living for Him just one day out of the week, you know, making that day holy and all the other days just regular days. If you really think the Most High is calling us back to be a family just for that, and to just sit around and dog out church people, Sunday worshipers, and sit around and talk about how that, you know, we know the proper enunciation of all the names of the prophets, and we know the Hebrew. And the... if you think this is as deep as it gets, maybe a little deeper than that, you are sadly mistaken. That is what caused Him to reject Israel in the first place. We don't need another religion. We don't need another religion. I said we don't need another religion. We need a true relationship with the Most High. Did you know that religions are the number one problem, I believe? They're not number one, it's for sure number two problem with our society. The Bible says, the only reason why I say that is because the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. So that would have to be the number one reason. But I would say being religious is for sure number two. I mean, how can you help somebody that's religious? They're quoting the Most High. They're walking around with the Bible, the scriptures. You know, they're attending churches and synagogues and temples. How can you talk to them? They're unreachable. If they're arrogant, if they're arrogant, you can hang it up. It is very hard to reach religious people. Be better they left the whole thing behind and just become non-religious, and then you can talk to them. But once they're religious and they start, you know, quoting the scriptures and stuff, you can't reach them. They're some of the most difficult people to talk to. So today we're talking about sharing this information with people. How can we share this information with people and be more effective? We have brothers and sisters, moms, dads that love us very much, and they don't understand why we have chosen to go down this road. They don't understand why we talk so much about this. They don't understand why we, some of us, observe the Shabbat or observe the Sabbath. They don't understand why we don't say the name of Jesus, some of us. They don't understand why we are so adamant about saying the different names of the Father. I mean, it's all types. I'm not going to even open up the can of the barrel of worms. I just would just say the initials of His name. Yud, Hey, Wad, Hey. Simple as plain. Yud, Hey, Wad, Hey. So people say Yahweh, people say Yahweh, people say Yah. There's all kind of names. This is why I just call Him the Most High, the Almighty, as He's referred to in the scriptures. But many of us have woken up and we've learned some things about the proper names. We even we don't say Jesus. We just talked about the Father, but in talking about the Son or the Messiah, many of us understand that there wasn't a J in the Hebrew language. We call him other names, you know, Yahshua, Yeshua, Yahweh Shai. I've heard so many other names, okay? But like I say, the Most High is not called us to call him by the proper name. I mean, that is a part of it, but that's a tiny part of our walk as far as what you call him. That is ridiculous that some of us will put up the type of energy and time into discussing this as much as we do. I don't think it's as important as people claim to be, because the name means, as I've said on this show many times, a name simply means character and authority. Character and authority is what it's all about. That's what it's all about, folks. It's not about what you call people when you're trying to get them to look your way. You know, my name is Seth, and I tell people all the time, you know, people call me Cedric, all kind of things, and I answer to it. Why am I crazy? No, I answer to it because I know their heart. Their heart's cry is, I'm calling you, sir, you. And you know what? I turn around and I answer. Most I know our heart. He know that our forefathers were not calling on no Greco-Roman God, no white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, fictitious, made-up image, hiding the true image of Christ. He knew what the Europeans would do with the Bible. You know, we have duplicate chapters in the Bible. We have all types of things. You know, they have left their fingerprints all over that book where they've tampered with it. But the Most High have preserved enough of that Bible to change anybody's life if they would just seek him and be serious. Christ extended the blessing further by saying that we shall be led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the authority and not the scriptures, because the scriptures have been tampered with. And had the scriptures not been tampered with, then both that won't be equally. But when you have books missing and, like I said, duplicate chapters and just all types of things where they tamper with that word, we have got to rely on the Holy Spirit. So we're talking today about sharing this information, this revelation of how we know Israel, the true Israelites of today, and what this have to do with our culture and society today. So I'm going to say this again. We love all people. We're not about violence. We're not about down with the white man philosophy foolishness. If y'all listen to Race Matters, I don't know if I went over the show times, I think I did. If you listen to Race Matters, you'll understand that Brother Seth is the farthest thing from anybody on Blog Talk Radio from being a racist. I love all people dearly. And I believe that this revelation of who the true Jews are is going to unite us as human family. That is the righteous. The wicked and the righteous ain't going to never get along. We're going to always be fighting. This is why there is coming a new kingdom to this earth. And it's already forming. People say, oh, that's that pie in the sky talk. It's already forming. What do you got to say about that? People are recognizing and realizing with modern technology, high technology, whatever you want to call it, even the internet, all these things are showing people that it pays to live righteous. There's a lot of pain come out of sinful lifestyle. You know, you can have a all-gay society all you want to, but a lot of pain is going to come out. You can have gay marriage and go ahead and have success in New York with your gay marriages, but there's a lot of pain going to come out of it. And over the years, people start recognizing, realizing, this is not the right way. The internet has played a major part in getting this information out. People are sharing their experiences, and chat. These chat rooms can go either way. A lot of crazy stuff is being said, but there's a lot of people being helped because they're seeing the light. The earth is becoming more one at one. Yes, the one world government is forming, I understand that. But don't fool yourself, folks, and think that these powerful people, like we talk about on Thursday nights, midnight show, again, Central Standard Time, yes, we know about these powerful people and their formation of this new world order, but at the same time, the kingdom of the Most High is emerging just the same. People are turning to the Most High. They never, you know, the media never talk about what's going on in the church, but the church is a very strong movement. You know I have issues with a lot of these mega churches and all, you know, but even in the mega churches, you got to give them credit. People ain't stupid. They're not just going to go to these mega churches because they're big. A lot of people are getting some things from these churches, and I hate to, because I have major, major, major issues with churches. But I must say, it ain't a total desert. They're just not preaching to me. They're not preaching some of the things that you hear over Blog Talk Radio, some of these other networks, social networks, because people like me and others, we don't get paid. And oftentimes, our motive is just simply to tell the truth, to share information that's being muddled, you know, in these churches. We come and we just pour our heart out for free. But we do it as unto the Most High. At least I know I do. I try to anyway. So I'm telling y'all, do not underestimate Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, YouTube. Yes, you got a lot of amateurs talking, but you got a lot of amateurs talking in these churches. You got a lot of amateurs talking in the political arena. You got a lot of amateurs talking in science. Wherever there's humans at, there's always this potential that they can act as a god or act under the influence of the power of the Most High. So what I'm saying is do not underestimate yourself and other people that are sharing their lives what the Most High has shared with them on these networks. Tell me. This is where you're going to find a lot of meat. These churches are bought and paid for. These churches have been hijacked long time ago. So I'm saying this to you. Please, just bear with me here. Please understand that these networks ain't no joke. They're not no joke. The Most High people have been delivered, set free in all types of ways from these but these shows, these networks. I remember listening to YouTube videos that have just bless me so much. I've had to write to people and say, you know, keep saying what you're saying, keep doing what you're doing, you know, because, again, the Most High have his people, his servants everywhere, and they are sharing truth. Yes, they miss it. Yes, they say some things out of their own hearts, true, just like some of these pastors do. But a lot of people, again, when money is the motivator, you run into problems. When money is the motivator, you run into problems. Okay, when you get people that share out of the kindness of their heart, then you're going to run into some powerful truths. And that is what has happened. I remember being on Blog Talk and listening to people like Brother Dawid and Sister Georgia. And the Hebrew Network, I think she called her shows the Black Hebrews. But these people, and there's many of them, the Copa Network, there's lots of people out here that are sharing truth. So let's talk, get into a little bit about, and I apologize, I had a few little interruptions here, but I want to apologize for that. But let's go ahead and get into sharing this information, how to be more effective with sharing this information with others, this information of the true Israelites. How do we share this? Okay. First and foremost, people are not crazy. People are not dumb. People are not stupid. Everybody wants to enhance their life. Everybody wants a life that is going to reward them, and they want to live a full life, and they want the highest quality of life. I don't know nobody that just kind of want to just barely get along. I mean, you know, everybody wants premium life. They want good health and obedient children, and children that's going to follow after in their footsteps or exceed, you know, their keep their teachings but exceed where they went in life. Everybody, all my friends are like this. Everybody wants success. Okay, and I'm not just talking about material success. Everybody I know wants success. It's just that they don't see how this message has anything to do with what they are trying to, what they're striving for. So I come at them a little different than some of y'all. I ask people, do you want to know the purpose for your life? And everybody I ask that say, why, yes. And I say, would you like to know your true purpose for life? They say yes. I mean, ask them that way. I say, do you want to have a harmonious relationship with the Most High where you know beyond a shadow of doubt that He knows you, He loves you, and He's working in your life for your benefit? Who in their right mind is not going to say absolutely to that? Now, then I start talking about, well, you know that we have to obey the scriptures in order to get the highest quality of life. Almost everybody I know, there are some exceptions. Some people don't believe in the Bible. You got to understand that. But some people do. Most people say, yeah, I know that you have to obey the scriptures. Now, then I begin to share. And I'm just one person, brother to brother or brother to sister. That's what this is right now. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to a lot of people, but really I'm just talking to you. It's like I'm talking to one person many times. So I begin to just make it personal. Okay? I begin to just make it personal. And I say things like, you ever wonder why black people suffer the way they do? And this is even to white people, because this message is not for just no black people. I don't know why folks keep thinking this is a message for black people. Anything the Most High do upon the planet is for everybody. There is ways white people profit from this revelation. Y'all don't know that? Keep listening to Brother Seth. I will, if nothing else, I know I got that right. But we'll be able to share that here in a second. But I begin to ask them, I say, why do you think black people, so-called black people, African Americans, suffer so much? Why do they seem to be at the bottom of every aspect of life? What is it? Why is it? And most people say, I don't know. The older generation, talking about a lot of our grandparents, our mothers and fathers and grandparents will say, or great-great-grandparents will say, black people are special. If I hear that one more time, my goodness, I don't know what I'll do. But they say that, black people are special. We're special. Well, what about white people? Are not white people special? So I don't like that answer. We're special. We're special. So I begin to start questioning more to seniors and friends and strangers. Why do y'all think we suffer so much? Why do y'all think we're at the bottom of society? Why do y'all think we were put in slave ships? Why do we go through so much pain? A lot of people just say, I don't know.
But, you know, we have sons and daughters, and even white people, and I'm going to mention a lot about Caucasians in my show because, again, this ain't no black, just no black movement. This is everybody. White kids ask questions, too. They want to know, why was those colored people or those black people, mommy, daddy, why were they slave ships? Why did the white man, why did they have to call the white man master? Why did they beat them? And they look at roots and different shows. Everybody wants to know why the so-called African-American has went through this type of treatment for so, so long. Yeah, everybody go through pain, every nation. But they will go, they'll be defeated one while and they'll rise up. They'll be defeated and they'll rise up. Every nation goes through defeat and victory. But the African-American is a little different. They're a little different. Are they from Mars? No, we're not from another planet. But for sure, we are vastly different. And it's not just us. There are 11 other tribes scattered through the four corners among seven nations. That's how many nations there are today. There's not 200 nations like we think. In Genesis 10, it only talks about seven nations. The Most High never acknowledged our numbers. If we go grab a tank and a bunch of soldiers and go take over a little piece of land and call it a nation, he don't honor that. The seven nations are still the same seven nations. Israel has been considered those 70 nations, 70 nations of the world. We have 11 other tribes scattered throughout the four corners living this exact same way. So when we look, when we go throughout the whole world, we'll see other people living the same plight. Just bear with me. So anyway, we see other people, like, the, for instance, the Untouchables in India. It is no doubt in my mind, I've been to India, by the way, and I've seen the Untouchables. They don't like that word, so I shouldn't call them that. Dalit, D-A-L-I-T, that's what they call these people, Dalits, the Dalits. D-A-L-I-T-S, these people of India. These people, they say, live far worse than African Americans ever had it. So, of course, when I went there, I was definitely wanting to know, you know, want to see it. And lo and behold, when I got there, it wasn't very long to see the Dalit people in India. They're everywhere, especially South India. But anyway, anybody that lived out the blessings or the curses in Deuteronomy 28 per Moses, when he said in Deuteronomy 28 and 46, excuse me, Deuteronomy, yeah, 28 and 46, he talks about these blessings and curses, and he says they are going to be upon Israel forever. So this is how we know who is a true Jew. This is the criteria. This is the only way, I believe, well, at least according to scriptures, that you can determine who is a true Jew. You look at who's living out these blessings or who's living out these curses. But don't get me wrong, there are other ways, scientific ways, to know who the real Jews are. There are social ways even to know who the true Jews are. There are genetic ways of knowing who the true Jew is. But we like to stick with the scriptures mostly, mainly, but don't get me wrong, we will visit other ways. And we talk about this mainly on Sundays, just so y'all know, 3:30 Central Standard Time. But tonight I'm talking to the house. I'm talking to the Israelites. This program is mainly designed for the Israelites, so I'm not going to go off into that because most of y'all should already know we Israel that are listening tonight. But I know that we got a few new listeners. We always get those people that want to just, out of curiosity, listen to the show and want to know what's going on. So anyway, whoever lived out Deuteronomy 28, the blessings are the curses, and we know that Israel right now is in rebellion, so we look for the curses. No nation right now is living out the blessings. It's that simple. No nation can say they are lenders and never borrowers, head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and that everything they have touched have prospered.
can't claim it. Japan can't claim it. Australians can't claim it. No nation, no group of people, no tribes, nobody can claim the blessing. No nation is living out. When we look at the curses, especially when we start talking about slave ships, you should be taken back to captivity and put in slave ships, taken back to Egypt and put in slave ships. Well, there was a nation that's been put in slave ships. Talking about your men would not father their children. Well, that very much has happened. Talking about how you have a wife, but another nation will come and lay with her or take your wives. Some of millions of men will have wives, but millions of men will come from another nation and take those women. That has been fulfilled. Who lives those scriptures out? The so-called African-American, the so-called Dalits of India, and the Aborigines of Australia lives this out for sure. I've been to Australia. And I've been to several nations observing the behaviors of certain people that I believe are Israelites. They are literally scattered to the four corners of the earth. So let's talk about how to be effective with sharing this information. Talk about how to be effective with sharing this truth. So getting back to that. So what I do is I bring up this question of, you know, how do we know Israel? And people respond to that because they really, really want to know, is there a way we can tell? And what I do is I begin to ask them questions like, you know, again, why do we suffer the way we suffer? And when they don't, when they can't give me an answer, I say, think about this. I start talking about how that out of all the people on the planet, the African American is living out the prophecies in Deuteronomy 28 more than any other people. And like I said, if there's anybody else living them out, they're nothing more than one of our brothers and sisters. I start sharing there. I start there. I start with Deuteronomy 28 and 46, how Moses said, this is going to be upon you forever. And I asked them the question, and some of y'all know this because some of y'all have my victim. I've actually done it to you. I said, Moses said these things are going to be upon Israel forever. Okay, so let's look at what is going to be upon Israel forever. And I start going through the curses, or I start going through the blessings. And sooner or later, when I start naming those curses that be upon Israel, and let me just stop right here and say this real quick. Please forgive me, but I've got to say this because I know a lot of y'all are taught in your churches that we're blessed, 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 and highly favored, blah, blah, blah. And that is so true if you're obedient. If you're obedient, you and your own family, I'm talking about you, your husband, and your children, or you and your children, and you're following the Most High laws and you're obeying Him best you can. Listen, these curses are not going to affect your household. It's not relating to you. But you will be affected by talking to the Israelites now. You will be affected by your nation, your relatives, some of the people your friends that are Israelites or that are African Americans. You're going to feel their pain. I mean, look at the Messiah. He was an Israelite. He was a Jew. Okay, we'll use that word. He had much power. He knew that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead when they called him. That's not why he wept. He wept because he looked at the people, how faithless they were, how they suffered. He looked at his countrymen when he was about to raise Lazarus. He wept at their doubt and unbelief, the state of his countrymen, how they had fallen so far from, you know, from what the Most High had for them. Most High had big plans for Israel to walk with him and be a nation to him. And Christ, looking at the doubt and the fear and how they had to call him and how they wept for Lazarus, and he looked at the pain that come from doubt and unbelief, and he wept. So will you. I don't care how much faith you have and how blessed you are. you will weep for your family. You will weep for your relatives. You will weep for a lot of your friends. You will weep for the state of your people, and that's okay. So can you be blessed and highly favored in all the things that your pastor talk about? You're right, if you obey, if you're following his law. Absolutely, Brother Seth is not coming to take away from that at all. But I'm talking about a nation tonight. And let me get back on what I was saying. Take a sip of coffee real quick here. But like I was saying, we live out these curses more than anybody as a nation. So when I start quoting all these curses and I start asking the people I'm talking to, who lives this out? Bible says you have young men that you want to kill them for they were taken into captivity. Who lived this out? Bible says your ox or your ass shall be violently taken away. Speaking of your, these animals that work for you in the fields, oxes and asses. And a lot of you feel like, well, I don't own an ox and I don't own an ass. Again, it's not talking about you. May I even be talking about your family? But your nation has owned oxes in the past. And what I tell people is look at a nation, look at that nation for like a 400-year time frame and ask yourself what group of people, if I look at any group of people on the planet for 400 years at a time, who have lived out this? Who have lived out this? This is what I do. And so everybody, I'm telling you, if you do this right, everybody will come to the same conclusion that we've lived this out more than any other people. It's just that simple. So what I do is I do this because a lot of people find this very offensive. I'm talking about whites and blacks and Hispanics. A lot of people find this message very offensive, and they don't like to hear a black man say that we're Israel. We just don't sound right because we're all of our life we're told that we're something else. And this message sounds so foreign. It just sounds crazy. I will admit it sounds very, very crazy. But folks, the truth is often stranger than fiction. Y'all know that, right? You know that old saying, the truth is often stranger than fiction. So when we're talking about today, how to share this information with strangers, how to share this information with your loved ones, with your neighbors, how do you let them know this information without coming off racist and full of hatred? Because that's what the first thing you think of. Why they think of that, I have no idea. And here you are, you're quoting the scriptures, you're saying we live out these scriptures more than anybody else. How can that be racist? How can that be biased? How can that be? And why do people think that we want to do violence to people just because somebody say that I'm wearing a blue shirt and red pants and the Bible says that Israel is going to wear a blue shirt and red pants. I think I'm an Israelite. What's racist about that? Again, if the Bible says, and Israel will wear blue pants and a red shirt, and if I'm wearing a blue pants and a red shirt today, and I think I'm Israel, what, isn't that like normal? But there are people that have had a very violent past. Their forefathers and parents have done a lot of things to the African Americans. And they feel like whenever this African American wake up into whoever he is, that he's going to do to them what they did. Now, I don't know why people keep living off that fear, but that's what they do. But like I said, everybody I know, and I do mean everybody I know, let me just say it like this. I've never heard from anybody I know, we need to get at the white man. We need to go kick the white man's brother. We need to go kick the Chinese brother. We need to go and do to them what they did to us. I mean, I've never heard that. Never, ever, 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 ever I heard that. Only time I hear about people owning guns and people stocking up is the very people that have imposed the violence on us in the beginning. It's the craziest thing. Most black folks I know don't own a gun, except these young people. This younger generation, they own guns for real, registered or unregistered. But I'm talking about my generation,
I'm talking about people 45 and up. I would say even probably 35 and up. Most black people I know do not own guns. They don't own weapons. Most white people I know, most. We always think there's always an exception. Most white people I know own weapons. And they don't own one or two. I mean, I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking about pastors. I'm talking about religious folks. And none really. Everybody I know, white, most of them own weapons. Just start. Some of y'all think, oh, you just assuming. Okay, tomorrow you get a chance to talk with your friends. Hopefully you have friends you can be that real with. Ask them to their own firearm. And you're going to be shocked. Especially the older generation. I'm telling you, I'm serious. People over 50, forget it. That most Christian, most of these black people do not. So what am I trying to say? What's Brother Seth saying with all this? What I'm saying to y'all is this. We've been lied to. We have been lied to so much about so much, it's funny. I mean, we've been lied to so much about so much, it's just flat out funny. So we have no intentions on being violent with anybody. We love all people. We're just simply trying to come into our own identity, folks. Can you just please understand that? And I'm going to go a step further. Those of y'all that don't fit the profile of Deuteronomy 28, and you have not lived it out, you're not an Israelite, but you're listening into the show anyway, I think you should push this harder than we should. I think you should teach this to your children. I think you should tell little Johnny and little Mary and little whoever, your kids, Raphael or whoever, I don't know the different names out there, you should teach your children that when they see African Americans, they are looking at the people of the Bible. Because African Americans were brought to the Americas in slave ships, and the Bible said that Israel will be brought back to their Egypt or their place of captivity in ships and sold as slaves in Deuteronomy 28 and 68. You should share with them how these people live out the Bible more than any other people. And if there is another people on the other side of the planet that lives out these curses, they're nothing more than one of the other lost tribes. Now, you should share with your children, and you should know this yourself, why it's important. Because until this truth is known, and I'm still talking to the Israelites and how to share this information with others, until this information is known, it looks like the Most High have birthed the people onto the planet, called African Americans, just to pick on them, just to hold a carrot before their face like a mule, and they never can get that carrot. That he just brought them on the planet to allow them to be the last in the education, to have the most, the highest dropout rate. And our families have been destroyed by slavery. And the Most High have allowed this to happen. It looks like he biased the African Americans. It looks like he favored white people. If you was just a Martian and you just came to the planet tomorrow for the first time, you don't know anything, and you just simply looked around, let's just say you can even hear as a Martian, and you just looked around. If you just look around at who's serving who, it looks like whites are superior. Now, I'm talking about a Martian that came here, because once you get your hearing, you're going to see they definitely ain't superior. But I mean, if you just look with your eyes and just look around at everything that's going on, it looks like they're superior. It looks like they were meant to rule over these people. And people don't want to talk about this, but I love talking about it, because I'm telling you, nothing else makes sense. Okay? when you begin to look at white people, you know that the United Nations has said that the world is 8% white. 8%. The world is 8% Caucasian, 92% non-white. And to see these people ruling, if I was a white person, I would think that I am superior, probably too, just on those numbers, how they're able to rule. But many people don't understand that we all are like pawns in the game. Did you know that the Most High said that he will call the people from the north to rule over the planet? Read Joel 2 and tell me who lives out Joel 2. What nation can wear that characteristics except the Europeans? Okay? And then turn around and read Jeremiah 1 and start at verse 10, where the Most High said that he will call all the nations of the north to set up in Israel. Think about this. The Most High is going to empty out the north. North of Jerusalem is Europe. He was going to empty out Europe on Israel. Think about it. That's what the Crusades were. See, people think that that's some great history, and it is great, but some people were pawns in the game. The Most High already said that he would do that. He would call these nations from the north. He already said he would do it. It's not nothing new under the sun, folks. We're all just repeating in time. So you need to know what's going on because, like I say, we're all just simply playing our parts. We're thinking we're doing something new. We're just repeating history. Remember, Moses said these things are going to be upon you forever. The same blessings that Israel obey is going to be upon them forever. It's just like a cycle. Israel will continue to repeat. They'll be blessed over all nations, ruling over all nations over and over and over again. If they obey. If they disobey, they are to be at the bottom of society. That's how you know a true Jew or a true Israelite. They always at the very bottom of the societies of the world, or they're at the very top. That is the chief characteristic of a Jew, according to the scripture. I dare anybody to challenge that. I'm totally open to it. The Most High said that he would come against his own people. He said that Israel would not be able to rise. So isn't it ironic there is a people living in the United States that can go and make their oppressor rich? They can make the Bill Gates of the world rich. They can make the Warren Buffetts of the world rich. They can make all these people rich by their blind loyalty, their consumerist attitudes, behaviors, their spending habits, and even with their wit and their knowledge, they can go and work for these people and make them very wealthy, but they can't come together as a nation. Listen to this, folks. Don't you think that's strange? Listen to this. I think it was Forbes, or one of the major magazines, says this: African Americans kept their dollar. They would spend their dollar. I think they said, I forget how many times, the dollar exchange in the black community like 5 times. In other words, you get paid and you support someone of African American. And then, you know, you keep spending your money among African American, I think up to 5 times, something like that. But they would become the 6th richest nation in the world. 6th richest nation in the world. When this report came out, everybody started repeating, especially some of our so-called black leaders. They was just quoting this like left and right. And it's true. I mean, there is no money shortage among the African Americans. If African Americans just spend their money a little different, they would not ever have to worry about poverty. The problem with African Americans is the problem that a lot of nations is having. It has to do with dispersion. It has to do with how they disperse their money. But the 6th richest nation in the world, folks, think about that for a second. Now, All the nations of the world, they would be number six, but yet they can come together and have a bank, a strong bank like a Chase or a Bank of America. That's something, folks. You just can't look at them and just say, well, they're just dumb. No, they're not dumb. You know that because some of y'all work with them and they work some circles around some of y'all. Some of y'all can't touch the knowledge of some of these African Americans. If one African American is smarter than one white person anywhere, that kills your theory. And that your theory is killed, I'm sure you know that. All I'm saying is, again, let me get back to sharing this. How to share this truth and why it's important. Let's talk about why it's important a little bit longer, because some of y'all are looking for the first time. I see people in the chat room that I've never seen before, so I'm going to hit this one time for your sake, and then we'll talk to how to effectively share it. Why is this important? What if I'm right? Just for a second, okay? Mark WD, Holly Lynn, ABC Studio Studies, all of you people in the chat room and all the guests, what if I'm right? Those of you on the phone lines, I'm not ignoring anybody, I'm just quoting, just pick some names out of random. But what if I'm right? For just one second, what if Dr. Seth is not smoking on us? Let's just for a second pretend that the people of the book were African American. I mean, that Bible looked like a community of Africans. It looked like it looked when you go to Nigeria. That's how the Bible looked. And the feast days was there, and they had the Passover celebrations, any kind of celebration in the land of Jerusalem or Jerusalem. These were dark-colored, dust-colored people. The Bible said God made man, or Yahweh made man of the dust of the earth. Okay? Let's just say they were dust-colored people. Watch this. Somebody say, oh, that's not the same dust. How do you know it's the same dust out there is the same dust he made? Remember, he said, dust thou art. We couldn't see what he meant by that because we couldn't look at who he was looking at when he said, dust thou art. But then he said, dust shalt thou return. Dust thou art, and dust shalt thou return. This is what the Most High said to Adam. Dust thou art. You are dust, Adam, and dust shall you return. We wasn't there to see Adam, but we darn shall see what it's like when we return to dust. And if you dig up everybody after they've been dead for years, all of them are dust colored. And if we don't put some people in the grave quick, like white people, they'll turn to dust in front of your face. So they got to make sure they had a funeral very, very fast. But those so-called dark-skinned African-Americans, they can put off a funeral for 2 or 3 weeks. That's science. I told y'all we can prove this through science as well as the Bible, as well as common sense, as well as genetics. We can just go there. Truth, when it's something that's true, you can prove it 100 different ways. When it's a lie, you got to keep on adding, and, you know, this is easy conversation for me. You know, I feel easy talking about this. It's so, when something is true, there ain't no stress. You know, it's just truth, folks. What does it mean, though? What does it mean to you and your children and how you look at the Messiah and how you look at the Bible and how you look at the future that's to come? What should you tell your kids when they ask about the Bible, okay? We're going to get into that here in a second. We're answering that right now. So let's just say Brother Seth is right. This is going to help you see what you should tell your children, whatever color you are or whatever ethnic you are. Here is a people that cannot come together, but yet they are brilliant. Here is a people that will be the sixth richest nation if they could just come together, but they can't do it. At the same time, the Most High said that Israel, wherever they are, that when he come against his people, Israel, that they will not be able to rise. They will not be able to rise. Coming out of Deuteronomy 28, I'm also coming out of Leviticus 26, and really all of the whole Bible as it talks about the state of Israel when they're in disobedience. He said they would not be able to rise. Psalm said it like this, and this is mainly a topic we cover on Sundays as far as proving that we're Israel. Today's show is supposed to be talking about how to share this information with others effectively. And we're going to get into that. Trust me, I haven't forgot y'all. We're going to talk about how to effectively share this with strangers and people that don't know this, how to do it in love and how to not put people down and how not dog out the church like some of y'all are doing. How to not just go to black people, because this is not just a black message. I don't know what make y'all think this is a black message. The Most High ain't going to do nothing ever just for no black people. He don't work like that. He works on righteousness. Whoever's heart is right, whoever's seeking him, that's his people. I'm serious. That's why he turned against Israel in the first place, because they was, you know, stuck on who they are and, you know, we're Israel. You know, no, it's who's righteous. So I'm not about to make that mistake twice. No, this is not no black message. Sorry. This is for everybody. People are wanting to know why African-Americans separated. People want to know why was they enslaved for 100 years. Why did our foreparents do this? I'm a white woman. I don't feel that way about African-Americans. I could never enslave them. Why did our foreparents do it? They don't know that the Bible said that the Most High will raise up a nation that is going to gather captivity like the sand. Nobody's going to escape these people, and he's going to call them from the North Country. They don't know they've been played. Not in a negative way, but the Most High called the white, the Caucasians, the Europeans, out of the hills of Europe. Those people came from Africa. Everybody came from Africa. But these were albinos, people that had no pigmentation. They went up north, constantly stayed up there hundreds and thousands of years in that cold climate. These albinos, we're talking about blonde hair, blue eyed, black people that left Africa. Africa have every facial feature on the planet. Long face, oval-shaped face. They have every type of hair texture. They have every nose structure. Pointed nose, narrow nose, little lips, big butts, no butts, little thighs, small thighs, short, 4 feet people, 7 feet people. Africa have it all. Folks, we are all from Africa. Again, this is what we deal with on Sunday. Y'all really have got to listen to the shows on Sunday, Thursday. Today, we're talking about how do you share this information to other people without coming off with being a racist, which people do weird things with their brains and think you're racist because you're talking about who you are. Right now I'm talking about why this is important. This is important because white people have an arrogance that is so entrenched into their psyche till they're headed for destruction. The Bible says it's an abomination. To have more pride than you should is an abomination. It's one of the worst things that a person can do. But a lot of white people feel like they run this planet. They feel like they are cream de la cream of all people. A lot of some of y'all believe the same thing, because white supremacy can't rule unless you have non-white inferiority. You've got to feel inferior about yourself to some degree for it even to fly. And we feel inferior because we don't know this information. And we talk about white supremacy, black inferiority on Tuesdays, okay, at midnight. But this information will destroy the myth of white supremacy. So white people get helped. They get helped because they're going to need it. And we need help because we feel like we are inferior. Both sins are wrong. To think you're less than a person is wrong, and to think you're more than what you are is wrong. This is why we need the revelation. So when you're sharing with people out here, y'all, Israelites are sharing this truth of who the true Jews are, you need to nail that down. While I'm at it, let me just take a side road and talk about the people that's over in Israel today. Some people are going to say, well, what about them? What about the people in Israel today? That's the easiest part of your conversation. It's the easiest part of the conversation. It's proven that the people in Israel today are not the real Jews. All you have to ask is this. The Holocaust, as horrible as it was, and we don't wish it upon our worst enemies. Say this to the people. We don't wish it upon our worst enemy. You should mean that. As horrible as it was, it's not in the Bible. That's it. Did you tell them? If you take the Holocaust from the Jewish people, the so-called Jewish people, the so-called Israelis, what do they have to prove they're Jewish? That's all they talk about, the Holocaust. How do you know they're Jews other than the Holocaust? If the Holocaust isn't in the Bible, how do you know you're a Jew? You know the proper definition? And a lot of y'all know that I've been to Israel. I went to Israel 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, and I plan on going back again. But the reason, one reason I go is I love asking this question to the so-called Israelis or Jews. And the answers is profound. It will validate everything I'm saying. And the vast majority of the answers you're going to get, if you go to a scholar, don't talk to anybody that's Jewish. Talk to a rabbi. The highest of the highest rabbis you can find. Ask them, how do you know he's Jewish? This is the official answer you're going to get. He is a Jew that is born to a Jewish mother. That's it, folks. All this talk about being Jew, Jew this, Jew that, that's it. You are a Jew if you're born to a Jewish mother. That's how you know you're Jew. That's it. That's it. Now, if you ask me, Brother Seth, how you know you're Jewish? First of all, I don't like the name Jewish. I told y'all earlier, you got 12 brothers walking down the street. Why are you going to refer to that family by one brother? You don't say the name Jew. That's from Judah. That's only one brother. You got 12, 11 more people walking with him. Why are you going to call that whole family Jews? This is why we say Israelites. How do I know I'm an Israelite, one of those lost tribes? Because my foreparents and the nation that I am a part of lived out the prophecy that Moses said that Israel would live out. If we take this thing to court, I will overwhelmingly prove to the jury that my birthright, our birthright, has been stolen. Let me let another group tell it to you another way. You want to hear what I just said in song? I need to rest my voice anyway for a second. I'm going to let somebody tell you what I'm saying in song. Check this out. Don't go away because I got some stronger. I'm leaving the best for last. Check this out, though.
time. Guess who are the children of Edom? Trying to rob from Israel while they're soldiers. We choose their birthright. Birthright of Esau to Jacob. Whoa, whoa. Guess who are the children of Edom? Trying to rob from Israel while they're soldiers. We choose their birthright. Birthright of Esau to Jacob. I know why he has caused it to be so. Esau did not value the birthright he had sold. So to Jacob the blessing had been given. He was proven through the life of his good living. Now through the seeds of Jacob, the covenant of Abraham still lives on. Oh my, this is why the seeds of Esau still live.
Or husbands or
hopefully husbands and wives. That's what I meant by lovers. So we want to just have a full life. We want to be able to, some of us travel. Everybody don't like traveling, but some of us want to see the world. We just want to have a full life. I know I do. Well, at some point, you're going to see the state of this people called African Americans, and you're going to see the state of these people called Caucasians, and you're going to see some things that's going to kind of cause you to ask some questions. Why do African Americans, why are they at the bottom, and why have they been at the bottom so long? Why do they not seem to be able to rise as a people? Mommy, daddy, uncle, aunt, pastor. Why? Why is it that whites seem to be over every... Why does it seem that whites rule in every area, seem like? Even if you see two street people walking down the street, one of them white, one of them black, two winos just laying around the corners, and they both, you know, just out of it. I guarantee you the white one is leading the black one. You go into inner city. I mean inner city. You go into I don't care what store you're going to. Why is white people telling the blacks what to do? And it don't take long to see that the white person for sure is not superior knowledge. It may be some cases where blacks just don't want to learn the job and just say, hey, I don't care. But, I mean, if they really want to learn, you see a lot of situations where blacks, so-called blacks, are definitely as smart as their managers. But why do these people succeed? Well, they're more educated. Well, come on, folks. Y'all know better than that. Why is it every aspect white people seem to rule over black people? Listen to these areas. I got 30 areas of life. The area of religion. Black pastors learn from white pastors. They go to a white theologist university. They learn the information they tell their congregants, their black congregants, from white people. History. History is so whitewashed. And you don't even hear about Africa in history. Why? Why? Everything started in Africa. You should hear Africa 90% of the time you're hearing about history. All of the stuff you hear about Europe, all of the arts and Nietzsche and all of this Greek mythology, all the stuff you hear about all these great writers and philosophers, a lot of that stuff is stolen legacy. Get the book by James. As a matter of fact, I forgot to say this. At the beginning of the show, I always give our address, which is www.blogtalkradio.com. But after that, you type in /5 smooth stones. That's us, 5 smooth stones. 5 smooth stones. Don't forget the underscore. Once you do that, click to the left of my profile picture and go to the library that says Google, the Google Library. And you're going to see a book in my library called Stolen Legacy. James is the author. This man lays out very clear how most European art philosophy is stolen African Egyptian history. How can you really think you're educated when everything we've been told is whitewashed? Let me go through this because I said 30 of them. The area of education. As I name these areas, think about it. Think about how whitewashed they are. The areas of education. The area of socially, health and medicine, science and technology, totally racist. Whites rule in these areas. Every one of these areas I named, they rule. They dominate with a strong fist. Housing and zoning. Who set the rules and who moved where? Who set the prices of what houses go for this? Like, white flight is under that category. White flight. Look at how that happened. What's up with the white flight? Every area you see oppression. Environment. What houses are built in certain environments and what kind of seen who suffered from environmental issues more than any other. Images and advertisement. What images do you see if you could not hear at all and you was just a deaf person? And you, when you close, when you open your eyes and you just look without hearing anything, what images do you see? I'm telling you, every aspect of our life, white people rule. I'm going to read through this really quickly, then I'll make my other point. But laws, rules, bylaws, law enforcement, judicial and judgment, correction and rehab, defense, talking about the military, who rules, who's in the highest ranks, who's through on the front line faster than anybody else, foreign exchange, foreign policy, foreign affairs. That's where the majority of oppression happens to non-white people. News and information. Look how warped it is. How many times black people say whenever somebody black does something, they show their face, and whenever somebody white does something, they don't. Why are you fucking saying, what are you talking about? But everybody black know that rule. I went to move from Texas to Ohio, and we was looking at a show, and I said to them, man, y'all say that down Texas, we said up in Ohio. I was somewhere else, and they said the same thing. Whenever they don't show the face, in a lot of cases, not all cases, they don't show the face, oftentimes it's a white person. If it's a black person, they do show the case, their face. So you're thinking all the time, a lot of blacks is doing stuff, you know, because they don't show faces, in reality, it's white. That's news and information, folks. I'm telling you, every single aspect of life, we seem to be at the bottom. We suffer more than any other people. Your moms, your kids, your grandkids, even yourself sometimes is going to ask why. In the area of economics, who's charged the most, assessed the most, penalized the most in the area of economics? Look at jobs, promotions, working environment. Who suffer most? Products. Look who gets the worst products, the better products. This is racism. Every aspect of life, we suffer more. Fashion and beauty. Fashion and beauty. I know the women can say amen in that area. Agriculture. Civil rights. I mean, political. I can just go on. But at some point, you're going to ask why. What if I share with you that the Bible has already said that Israel would suffer in all their gates? They use the word gate, which means every area of your life, in all thy gates. It don't mean your physical gate. The Bible says Israel will suffer in every single aspect of life, that the heathen, it calls them, shall be high above you, and you shall be very low. And this heathen, the Most High, is going to bring. Even in Joel 2, when it talks about this army that is going to oppress the whole planet, the Most High calls this army something very strange. He calls this army, this people, he calls this people his army. His army. That hurt me when I first heard it. You talk about how wicked these people are going to be and how they're going to destroy everything. Before them, it's going to be like the Garden of Eden. After them, a wilderness. And then he goes on and says that these people are his army. I just couldn't get with that. That threw me for a loop at least a week. But you got to understand what he's saying. He is saying that the people of the planet turn their back on him. So what he is doing, he called a nation from the north, he says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those that are not a people. That's the scripture. Then he goes on to say, I will call a nation from the north. Behold, a nation come from the north. Woe he that comes from the north. A whirlwind coming from the north. Behold, they that coming from the north. Again, we get into this more of a Bible study on Sundays at 3:30. Central Standard Time. But today I'm just sharing with everybody how to share this information. Not a time to be flipping through scriptures right now. I apologize normally, I do, but this particular study today, a talk today, is to share with the Israelite community how to share this with other people, but also anybody listening to me that believe what I'm saying and that feel what I'm saying in your spirit, and you want to share this information, you can benefit from this as well. Again, we need to talk about why it's important. Most people, you can just show how it's important to their lives. You ain't got to tell them to tell nobody. They're going to go ahead and tell everybody. So when I talk to people, I share with them why it's important. We're looking at these so-called African Americans, we're wondering why they're at the bottom of their society. Everybody's going to ask that question once or twice in their life, maybe more than that. Why do African Americans suffer? Why are they at the bottom? Some white people just say, you know what, they just supposed to be servants. We're supposed to rule over them. And they feel a God-given right to rule over black people because they seem like they're ignorant, dumb, they're at the bottom, blah, 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 blah. But in reality, that's not true because you know you're not smarter than they are because oftentimes they're doing your job better than you. And furthermore, how is you that is a descendant of masters, some of y'all, well, let me say it another way. How can those black people that are descendants of slaves be working right beside you if they're so dumb and backwards and whatever? I mean, they literally have caught you in life. Some of y'all went to better schools. Some of y'all live in better environments. Some of y'all live in big old houses, and some of these so-called African-Americans lived in the projects and low-income housing or houses that wasn't all that. You had a better upbringing, and they are working right beside you. So what? You might be their supervisor. You do four or five duties more different than they do, but they're right beside you. So you know deep inside your heart of hearts you're not superior to them. So why are they at the bottom? Why do they struggle as a people? Why do so many so-called people, white people like yourself, rule over them? I'm telling you, y'all, this thing is deep, deep, deep. So when I'm trying to share this information of who the true Jews are, the true Israelites are, it's easy when we start talking about what does it have to do with today. Because I share with them. If I'm right, that gives the reason why black people are at the bottom. Mosiah said they would be at the bottom. He said you would not be able to rise. He said a nation would rule over you from the north. That's, now it makes sense. It's like a big giant key to you. When you go to study the Bible, you take this big gigantic key I'm talking about, and you stick it in the Bible and you turn it. Now all of a sudden all the scriptures make sense. But now if you try to plug in those people in Israel today, those Israelis, then stuff ain't going to fit. You got all the people dogging out those people in the Gaza Strip. You got the Israelis just murdering the people in the Gaza Strip and treating all that unrest. Sometimes in the world there's hardly nothing going on. And there you got Israel constantly fighting the Palestinians. Why? They're not the real Jews. They're not the real Jews. They're not the real Jews. And somebody say, so what? This is all over my head. No, it ain't. You know this inside of your, you know what the Bible says, and I think it's 1 Peter, that you need not any man teach you, that you have an unction from the Holy Spirit. That's the Bible, 1 Peter. Now, folks, you might need people to introduce topics to you to where you go get your Bible and you study and then you get a piece, you know. But you really, that thing inside of you called the Holy Spirit, it reveals truth. Y'all know what I'm saying makes sense. So what are you going to tell your kids when they say, why do African Americans go through, why was there slavery, mommy? What are you going to say? Bible says that Israel will be put in ships and sold as slaves. Tell your kids that. See, I don't know, honey, who those kids, the people are. I don't know why they're in slavery. All I know is the Bible said that the real Jews will be put in ships and sold as slaves. All I know is the Bible says that true Israelites, they're going to have sons, but they're not going to enjoy them because they're going to be taken in captivity. All I know, son, is that the Bible said that the true Jews are going to have a bunch of women, wives, but another nation is going to come from the north and stay with them. I don't know, but the Bible said that the true Jews are going to be dispersed out the four corners of the earth. Honey, I don't know. Baby, I don't know why black people suffer. I don't know if they're the real Jews or not, but all you can do is just quote the word and let your kids, if you don't believe what I'm saying to be true, quote the Bible, quote the scripture. They'll decide. I let my kids, I had this little argument I do, and we play this little game, where I say to them, I want you to prove to me, and I even say, as your daddy, teach have taught you. That way I give them room to, they might want to doubt what I say. So I say, what would you say if somebody say, why do your daddy always talk about who the real Jews are? What are you going to say to them? What do your daddy teach you with regards to how he knows he's Israel? And I teach my kids to say these very things I'm saying to you. Our young people are not dumb. They're brilliant. If you just simply show them these scriptures, if you show them Deuteronomy 28:6, they says you should be put in ships and sold as slaves, and then, you know, talk about it. Well, have the Israelis ever been put in ships and sold as slaves, taken back to Egypt? Because it says in Deuteronomy 28, he'll be taken back to Egypt in ships and sold as slaves. And people like to argue that this ain't Egypt, Seth. I don't argue them. I just say, okay, when were the Israelis ever put in ships? We at least were put in ships and taken somewhere. When were the Israelis put in ships? The people in Israel, and I tell my kids this as well, the people in Israel, all love and respect to them as humans, I have the utmost respect. Don't wish your hair or their head is touched. We just have a doctrinal disagreement. The people in Israel have not went through not one verse in the Bible. Well, brother, you just lost me on that. Of course they have. Well, what have they went through as a nation? What can they say? We went through this and that was fulfilling prophecy. The Bible said that Israel would return back to Israel. You probably said, yeah. And they returned back to Israel. That's a fulfillment right there, but you got to read that scripture. It says many times that Israel is going to return back to their homeland, but only a remnant, and that remnant is going to come from all the nations where they've been scattered. You got one problem. The nations of the world, which is where they've been scattered, are 92% non-white. So if Israel have returned back to the land, they would be, because they went to these nations and they've mixed in and mixed in and mixed in over the hundreds and thousands of years. They've mixed. Since the Most High scattered them to the four corners, they've mixed. They would be now non-white. Now, I know I laid that one out. Again, if something is true, you can prove it many ways. If it's a lie, you need a whole bunch of explanation. This thing is so easy, a child can understand it. Shabbat Shalom, Kingdom. I'm sorry, I haven't looked at the chair in a while. But all I'm saying is, folks, this is not rocket science. So anyway, we have 90 seconds. I just want to thank everybody for coming and participating. And those of you listening to the archive, I hope you enjoyed this, if you have enjoyed this. I'm going to go ahead and end out with a song I know that you're going to understand, okay? Check this out. And Kingdom, I'll be in touch with you very shortly. Please forgive me for delaying and getting back with you. But check this out, everybody.
Come on! Yeah! If you want it all back, jump to your feet right now! Oh! For the Kingdom's up for violence, but the violence, take it! Take it! Pop forward!
Awake Zion, put on thy strength. See y'all tomorrow.